Okay, everybody, it's time for Friday Fuel, three easy steps to fire up your weight loss. And today we are going to be talking about no more unnecessary suffering. If you don't know, unnecessary suffering is where, like, you have something that feels bad, and then on top of it, you say things like, I wish I didn't feel this way, or I wish that wouldn't have happened, or I shouldn't be thinking this. Anytime you have those kinds of thoughts, you not only have like what your brain is naturally populating, which is it's thoughts about something that's happened in the world, like this is unfair, or, you know, like I hate it when they say these things or something along those lines. And then you have like when you catch yourself, let's say you think somebody shouldn't say something to you, and you catch yourself thinking, and I just hate when they say that. And so that's the first thing. It's like you notice that. And then on top of that, you're like, well, I shouldn't be thinking things like that. Then you've created another level of suffering. It's like, not only am I like sitting here still trying to process how I want to think and feel about what they said, but now I have to sit and judge myself on top of it. We do the same thing with when we overeat. You have an overeat. And then you like uncover that the reason why you overeat is because you just wanted it. And when you notice, it's like, so you already have like, I'm disappointed that I overate because I said I wouldn't overeat. And when you look into it, you think, well, I just wanted it. And then you start thinking things like, when am I ever going to get over that thought? Like there has to be something deeper than that. And I just can't find it. We do some judgmental thinking about ourselves and our thinking. So that is unnecessary suffering. So number one, just so we're all clear, unnecessary suffering is the extra bullshit thinking about yourself and about your thinking because of something. This is just like things saying, I should or shouldn't think that. I wish I thought these things. I wish it was easier for me. Or just getting mad at what you think. That right there, if you drop that stuff, if you start telling yourself, I'm glad I'm now catching my thinking instead of I wish I wasn't thinking things like that. If you would make that one switch, you would notice so much relief in your life. And instead of saying, I should or shouldn't eat these things, or I should or shouldn't think these things, if you just said, I do eat these things, and I'm glad to know that I'm very aware of my patterns now versus I shouldn't be eating things like that anyway. So much relief. It's all like cutting out unnecessary suffering makes your emotional life so much easier because then you're just left with what I would just call run-of-the-mill normal bullshit where you're bored or you're sad or you're angry. But when we're like caught up in justifying, excuse making, judging, and doing all those kinds of things, that's where we get into unnecessary suffering. So number two, the way that unnecessary suffering is happening is it's often a lot of unnecessary suffering happens with worrying and what-ifing yourself to death. So the first thing to do is when you notice yourself worrying, number one is to realize I've probably never solved a problem worrying the shit out of myself over it. I've never seen anyone come to me and say like, you know what, Corinne, things got better because I sat around and worried about everything that would go wrong. Most of the time when things get better, it is because at some point you quit worrying and started figuring out, hey, shit, rather than worrying about it, I need to figure out something to do. What is something I can do? We get into action. And it's because we make a decision to stop the worry, even if it's for 5 minutes, to figure out what to do, get into action. Sometimes worry kicks back in, but the worry never caused anything. The worry only causes unnecessary suffering. So my number one tip is to always ask yourself, what's in my control? If you have got worries and you think they're legit and you think they're serious and real, then you owe it to yourself to write the fuckers down on a piece of paper, line by line. Write down your worries. And then you are to go line by line with these serious, really important things that you will argue for and go line by line on focusing on what's in your control instead of what ifing yourself to death about every way it could go wrong or worrying about what everyone's going to think if this happens. That's not productive. So if it's serious enough for you to worry about, then you should take it seriously enough to do something about it. And here's the trick. If nothing is in your control, then your worry no longer can serve a purpose. Think about it. If you're on a piece of paper, you're writing down your worries, and you have nothing that you can control, well, your obsessive worry is doing nothing but causing you unnecessary suffering. It ain't improving any damn body's situation. But mainly, it's not improving yours. So you got to stop that shit. So, and if you're what-ifing today, then here's what we do. We play out your fear on paper. You say, like, well, what if this happens? All right, what if it does? Then what are you going to do about it? How are you going to think about it? How are you going to show up for yourself? How are you going to show up for them if that happens? Allow your brain some peace. Because if it just sits in what-ifs in its brain, it never comes to resolution. It just scares you. But when you do it on paper, you give yourself the opportunity to see solutions, to see what's in your control, to see that it might not be as bad as you're making it out to be. So what if it happens? And you're like, well, I mean, if it did, I'd feel bad because I'd be thinking they don't like me. But I mean, that's legit the worst thing. I'm not going to lose my house over it. I'm not going to lose my job over it. I'm just going to lose my ego a little bit. So doing that. And then the other thing about what-ifing, if you have time to what-if the worst-case scenario, then you have to make time to what-if best-case scenario. So there's an exercise I like to do when I fall into what-ifing. What if negative? What if positive? And then on the other side, what if realistically? Most of us know that there are chances things could go south. There are chances things could go amazing. There's also chances that things are just going to go in a realistic way. What's the boring way that it's likely to go? Allowing your brain to see all those paths calms it down. It will stay jacked up if all you're doing is what-ifing and worrying. You will stay in a state of anxiety. You will stay in a state of panic. You will stay in a state of overwhelm. So you want to make sure that if you would like to feel better, if you would love to feel calmer, more at ease, would you like to have clarity, a true awareness as to what's going on in your life, then you owe it to yourself to write some shit down. And don't sit there and tell me, well, I can't write stuff down. I don't like that. Well, then quit bitching that you don't like being anxious and quit bitching that you don't like being upset. Because if you're not willing to do something about it, then just quit bitching that you don't like those feelings. Because if you ain't willing to do something about it, then you need to just tell the truth. Rather than saying, I don't like this feeling, say, I don't like working on this feeling. I don't like solving it. I don't like taking control over it. What I do like is sitting back and being comfortable in the way I always think. Because that becomes the truth. And when you tell yourself the truth, you are at least no longer doing unnecessary suffering as if you shouldn't think that way. It's like, well, why wouldn't you think that way? If you never actively go to change it, why should you think any other different? It's not how the brain works. It thinks the way you program it all the time. If you're not willing to do some work on paper to reprogram it, it's not just going to happen by a miracle of the baby Jesus in the golden diaper. It's going to take your intervention to stop unnecessary suffering. And the third biggest tip for people who have unnecessary suffering is to focus on what you can do, not on what others should be doing, not on what you wish would happen, not on what you're worried about what will happen, but you focus and you align your brain to focus on what you can do. So I can't do this, but I could do is one of the most powerful things that I use. Very often I have situations that are way out of my control. It's nothing I can do about the majority of it. But when I only think about what I can't control and what I wish was happening, I feel like shit. I create unnecessary suffering for Corinne, just like many of you. So if you tell yourself, I know the things I can't do, but here's what I could do. I could think this way, or I could do this. I could speak to this person. I could stop eating over this. There's 1,000 things that you probably could be doing to alleviate your unnecessary suffering. So you choose that with the idea of, I no longer am going to be someone who has unnecessary suffering. There's plenty of time in life to go through the swings of feelings, the ups and the downs. But I don't need to add layers of bullshit on top for myself. All right. So I would love if you would go to the Facebook group, because I just think that journaling and writing is such an important part of weight loss. And not planning your food, planning your mind. The reason why so many of us are overweight is because of our mindset. That is why you're here in No BS. It's not enough to just plan your food. You've got to plan that mindset. And so inside your planner, I have done the heavy lifting for you. Every single day, I'm asking you questions that have you and allow you to plan the mindset as to which you're going to operate on the day. And even if you don't operate on that mindset that you plan, chances are you are more likely to think better if you plan your thinking ahead of time than to just go into the day allowing your brain to react like it always does, with no other viable options, no other planning of how to think. So share a pic of how and where you journal and do your plan each day inside of No BS. Show everyone the value of it for you. Tell them why it's so important. There is a No BS woman right now sitting there, tempted to start journaling, but is stuck in the story that it's too hard, that they don't like it, it brings up too many bad feelings, or that it won't work. Show them the path forward. Show them how you do it, the results that you've gotten from it, what you thought when you first started doing it, and how it's changed you. And then don't forget, we're trying to make sure that every single No BS woman goes through No BS this month, the weight loss course that is over on NoBSWomen.com. Pull up the course, go through and check the boxes as you watch the videos, or if you've listened to them in the private member podcast. We want to see the goal getter gauge rise all month long to unlock prizes for No BS women. And then we also are counting hashtag get it done, hashtag repeat. Hashtag get it done is for those who have never finished No BS and they're working through it through the month of January. Hashtag repeat is for all of us who have been through it several times and we're doing it again so that we can learn new things with our current mindset. All right. I'll see you in the next video.